whatnot.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
No one gets out of here alive. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz?
Yes.
Let me see. We talked about that DJ today that faked ALS.
Oh, a tragedy.
We heard that Herm Edwards wants some donuts.
Mm-hmm.
We've not yet heard Brad Pitt. Here's Brad Pitt. Here's 15 seconds of this absolute just tool of a beautiful man saying that Katrina was a man-made disaster.
Okay.
Why? Because he cares.
Katrina was a man-made disaster. The misconception is that it was nature. But this is man-made. Decades and decades of erroneous engineering moves, really, really bad, bad, irresponsible moves that I believe government has a responsibility to make right.
He's mentally retarded.
Jesus. Well, you know what he's talking about.
Yeah. The living. Just take your pretty face and just go away.
A pretty man. Ew, and he's no redhead.
And please, for the final time, may I please have some donuts?
When you drive by that Krispy Kreme and you see that sign say hot, you pull your car in there and you get me a dozen glazed donuts and you make sure they on my desk Saturday morning. I don't care about anything else.
Okay, you got it. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
I have some breaking TV news. Fox, after one night, has canceled Anchorwoman.
Wow.
Won't be back. Got a 1.0 rating last night in its double episode premiere.
It's gone.
If you're dying to know how it turns out, you can go to Fox.com or check out Fox On Demand.
She's attractive, and she has a good presentation. Then, obviously, she's got some intelligence, and that would carry through. So looks are important.
I said to my husband, well, here we go. Sex sells. Everybody knows sex sells. It sells cookbooks. It sells lingerie and everything from to n-. And now the news is trying that gimmick, too. So I think I'll watch the other channel.
All right. So she's gone, huh?
We both got sucked in. You'll pardon the expression.
You are never to blame.
It's not her fault. Right. Not her fault.
You. For God's sakes, they've left worse crap on the air, haven't they?
I know.
Well, my biggest criticism of the show, she just wasn't all that hot.
No, she wasn't that hot. She wasn't that stupid.
Right.
It wasn't enough in any direction to make it good.
No, and it was forced, and it was fake. And, you know, it was fake reality. A lot of reality is fake, but some reality is not fake.
If you don't ask, you'll never know whether...
I mean, you'll never get to hear the theme to Anchor Woman.
Oh. Play it.
If you don't ask, you'll never know where the road less traveled goes. There's a time in your life when you're given a chance to change it. If it's real, and it's right.
And they were really trying to go for that happening, like, bowling with... Bowling for Soup, Fallout Boy sound.
I'm really surprised it got canceled after one night, though.
You know what that means? We're not going to be able to follow the career of the breakout star, Stormy the Weather Dog.
That's a shame. Well, the show is canceled, never to be seen again. What a true disappointment that is.
Can peanut butter hurt your kids? After your local news and weather. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Well, that is weird. I mean, who cares? But
yeah,
normally,
interesting. Like, and that's why, because nobody really is all that upset about
it. Who premieres the show in August anyway?
Isn't that Brad Garrett show still on the air?
I think it's they're lingering on that one.
I mean, how'd that stay on the air?
I'm disappointed, really.
And they're still promoing the Patty Heaton show.
We all are. You see that shot of him kicking the camera or smacking the camera, Garrett?
Oh, yeah, Brad Garrett, yes.
You realize that he is a man of larger carriage, too, because he took the camera practically across the parking lot.
Also, Brad Garrett going through a very, very nasty Hollywood divorce, which is why you see him at all these Nickelodeon events with his kids.
Right. Did you see the photograph of Bill Maher, though, on TMZ?
I did not.
Oh, my God.
What?
There is a picture of Bill. I don't know what it is. It's either he got smacked or he got in a fight. Or he has some terrible skin disease, but it's deep, deep, deep into TMZ. I mean,
wow.
It's far. You have to really get deep in it.
Although, towards the end, all right, I'll find it.
And they said, you know, it's premiering, I guess, Politically Incorrect is coming up real soon, and they'll take care of it with makeup. But he did not look good at all. And I couldn't tell whether it was, somebody walked up and clocked him one, or whether, perhaps he needs to take two pills a day.
Or maybe it was self-inflicted.
It might have been.
He gets real, real red and like flushed when he drinks. Is it that he's drunk, maybe?
Well, this looked like bruising and kind of herpy-like around the mouth.
Already has a misshapen head.
He does.
Don't you think?
The waif-like Bill Maher.
Yeah, he's small and skinny, but he got the big TV head.
Yeah, he's got a huge TV head. This is a nasty picture. Take a look at it if you get a chance.
And if you spell TV, spell it the way I do. T-E-E-V-E.
Just like DJ, D-E-E-J-A-Y.
Thank you, Mike. TV DJ. Filet-O-Fish.
Spell IHOP and then put an S on the end of it.
I-H-O penis. That could win a contest.
Fantastic.
Is working out not working out for you?
Yes.
It turns out those
those
gastric bypass surgeries not only trim waistlines, they save lives. Two separate studies have shown this is even true for people who are not morbidly obese. 10 years after, people...
I know I need to lose weight. You know, I'm no dummy.
10 years after the fact, people who've had the surgery have...
There's only one requirement. You got to be a fat girl.
...have reduced their death risk by 30 to 40%.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
See, with a bypass, he'd be full.
Yeah.
This also moves bypass surgery out of the cosmetic category to the life-saving category of medical insurance.
Oh, that's great. So it's on the health plan now.
Bottom line.
Fantastic.
Bottom line is going to be a sharp increase in the number of folks getting gastric bypass surgery, especially now since it's not just for morbidly obese people anymore.
Stop looking at me.
I'm just talking to
You're looking at me more than you normally do during the news. Mike, pinstripe shirt, sex pot.
This means you and I won't have to go to Mexico next summer.
That's right. Rob and I were going abroad for the surgery. We like to call it the procedure.
Dr. Ortega?
Yes, that's right. But boy, would that have been a great taco night the night before that? Fantastic.
Oh, snap. Barack Obama's wife has taken a bit of a swing at Hillary Clinton and Hillary's marriage.
Yeah.
Quoting Michelle Obama, if you can't run your own house, you can't run the White House.
That's a BS story.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It is a BS story.
She actually said this.
She said this, but it was completely taken out of context.
What was the context?
She was talking about her own house in a very lengthy, and they showed how, I believe,
she was alluding.
No, this is the Drudge Report that did that. And when she came out, it was, you have to take care of your own house, and she was doing it. It's a regular part of her campaign speech. Has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton.
May I make a comment?
Sure, please.
We must protect this house!
Thank you.
Under Armour!
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Barack says his wife was not talking about Hillary and that reporters should just get over it.
Yep. Mama Obama.
That's right.
Mama Obama.
Some pit bulls in Gig Harbor, Michigan have been apparently reading the sports section. This week, these pit bulls in Michigan entered a woman's home through her pet door. They found her in bed and mauled her badly. A Jack Russell Terrier from next door heard the commotion.
Honey, shut the door.
Man, it's the doggy door. You can't shut it. Can't put a padlock on it, Jack.
Terrier next door heard this and entered that same pet door to investigate. That dog did not survive.
Where is Michael Vick when you need him, huh?
The woman grabbed a gun and tried to shoot the invading pit bulls. She missed. But she was able to run outside and get inside her car and lock the doors and call 911.
I know the dog ate James.
Firefighters were the first to arrive. They locked the dogs into the house, gave the woman emergency care, and called for medical backup. The dogs were subdued with pepper spray and detained. They will probably be destroyed by the Humane Society. But will your town pass its urine test? Scientists are now drug testing entire towns and cities by taking a community urine sample of our sewer systems.
Oh.
How do you like to be point man on that project?
They will do this.
I got a great new job from Matt the Pollock.
He'd smile and do it.
They'll do this with just 1 teaspoon of water from each town. 10 cities will be tested across the country. And just like with individuals.
And how'd you like to be that person? Okay, ready? Here we go. And they're doing something there. Okay, where's this one from, Buzz? This is from...
From my town.
From Wichita.
That's right.
Mm. Mm. Oh,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Crack. Uh-huh. Crack.
And a little meth, I think. And just like with individuals, the researchers...
Boom, boom!
Oh, which one did you just test?
Baltimore syphilis.
Spit that out. You're going to want to rinse.
I have so many urine samples to get to today.
Very, very busy. You're making a lot of money.
So little time. Just like with people, the researchers won't say in advance which towns they're going to be testing, but you know who you are. The water will be screened for drugs of all kinds, but especially methamphetamines. There seems to be a lot of meth in your gambling towns. Affluent communities seem to be...
That's Sacramento. That's chock full of meth.
You're going to want to rinse. Affluent communities seem to do more cocaine. The drug test results will tell our drug-fighting army where to focus their efforts. The number one drug they find in our water, of course, is caffeine.
That's a worthwhile exercise.
There is no need for you to furrow your brow and because you know this is one of those stories that Buzz found on a fringe news service, which is not even a real story.
They'll never really be doing it.
No, they won't.
I should have known.
I might as well just make this crap up.
You do.
In South Carolina, prisoners caught having sex even with just themselves are being forced to wear pink jumpsuits. State prison officials say the idea is to protect the female guards.
Thank pink.
Protect them mainly, they say, from seeing a guy take care of himself.
No one rhymes with pink. Stink.
Stinky.
Pinky.
The pink policy was instituted after a female guard.
You know who has a stinky pinky?
Who?
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Oh, God.
You know who else does?
Who?
Something stinks. Oh.
Peter North.
He did.
Stinky pinky.
The policy was instituted when a female guard saw something she found unpleasant and filed a lawsuit. A prison guard should never have to see anything unpleasant.
But your story the other day said that the prison guards engaged in sex with the prisoners too, right?
There's a lot of that. We're specifically talking about South Carolina prisons here and a new policy they have to try to prevent female guards in particular from seeing guys touch themselves or each other.
Guess how big it is? It's the size of a stick of butter.
It just seems to me you throw a guy into the general population with a pink jumpsuit.
Yeah.
He's going to have more sex.
Might as well just write rape on him.
There's some concern about that. So now even the chronic self-abusers are wearing pink. In a prison full of men, what could possibly go wrong?
I mean, why not identify the guys that are horny and heterosexual because they just want to pleasure themselves, which is what I'm guessing.
And that's the way you're expressing it. If they're calling it self-abusers, if that's self-abuse, lock us up.
Whether they're by themselves or with another prisoner, either way, they end up wearing pink jumpsuits.
My penis would be black and blue.
New policy.
IHOP.
South Carolina also has a policy of...
Yes.
I'll be doing that all night.
We all will. South Carolina also has this policy of withholding food to inmates who violate prison dress codes and grooming policies. Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio uses pink handcuffs and pink underwear on his prisoners. Other states have pink jail cells because pink is supposedly a calming color.
Buzz, it's 48 after the hour.
Now, your local on the 8.
That's a quickie there.
Sure was. Finally, the other day we told you about a woman busted for prostitution while her husband was at work as a sheriff's deputy.
Right.
Well, we can top that today.
Okay.
In northwest Utah, a police chief's wife has been busted for selling OxyContin, hillbilly heroin, at the strip club where she dances.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. No.
Wilma!
Club's just across the border in Nevada. And for those who love a man in uniform, in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, a male police officer has just been busted for prostitution. Being a part-time officer gave him time to make a little extra money on the side. Huh. But the controversy in Deer Park, New York, has to do with a recent gathering of police officers at the Hooters in Franklin, New Jersey. Franklin's 35 miles away from Deer Park, New York, and the controversy is that during the party, the entire town of Deer Park was left without any police protection whatsoever. They were all at Hooters. The department admits it had scheduling issues that night. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
You know, we're left with... my gosh, if I'm right, Buzz, you came in like 25 seconds ahead of the mandated network time.
My gift to you, Don.
That'll give him time to go out and get some donuts.
What kind of donuts do you want, Mike?
Hot ones.
Well, you drive by that Krispy Kreme and you see that sign say hot, you pull your car in there and you get me a dozen glazed donuts.
When?
And you make sure they on my desk Saturday morning.
Gotcha, okay.
They on my desk.
We gotta go. Hot! They gotta be hot! Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Head.
Where have all the redheads gone?
I don't care about anything else.
Okay.
Just get it. Go home and see my sign.
Yeah, I'm going home to my giraffe named Coffee Cake.
Oh, say hi to Coffee Cake.
David, this is Peter Jennings.
We are on the air.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.